Rivera Orthopedics, Capital City, Ford Lincoln Toyota, Kruger Contracting, Century Business Products, and the Brittany Shufflebine Agency. Governor Volleyball is brought to you by Dakota Mart, Avera Health, Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, First Dakota National Bank, the Mayadam Law Firm, American Bank and Trust, Pier Regional Airport, Nystrom Electrical Contracting, Access Health Fort Pier, the Corner Station, and Black Hills Federal Credit Union. And Governor Volleyball is brought to you in part by Hawaii Federal Credit Union, TMA, Kathy Sun and Shine Properties, Wagner Auto, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, the Lariat Lanes, the Ramcota Hotel and Conference Center, Ferding Electric, Bauman Lumber, and Xander Auto Parts. These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Volleyball, the Hughes County Jail, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Comtech, Coca-Cola Bottling, Wealth Partners Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg, Hermanson Antidotics, Cowboy Country Stores, Gales Gas Service, and Bauman Lumber.
Now, Pierre Governor Volleyball.
And thank you very much. Another night of high school volleyball coming your way, featuring the Pierre Governors, who had a late night on Tuesday, their last time out at Rapid City Christian, coming up with a 5-set victory. That was the most important thing, running their record to 8-2. Tonight, another long road trip. We welcome you to the Watertown Civic Arena, where the Watertown Arrows will play host to the Pierre Governors. Two teams really having nice seasons and, well up into the top eight right now in the Class A AA. Class AA power rankings, we should say. It's number 4, Pierre, with a record of 8-2 against number 6, Watertown. Their record, 9-3. Should be a good one tonight. Brian Oakland with the play-by-play. Welcome aboard. We are live streaming with live video. Caleb Brozek of Live Ticket will man the camera here at the Civic Arena. Chuck Hansen has studio coordination down pat back in our DRG Media Group World Headquarters as we bring you coverage of Pierre Governor Volleyball and your official voice of the Governor's River 92.7 and drgnews.com. Well, we certainly expect a very back-and-forth match, a lot like we saw at Rapid City Christian on Tuesday night. We hope, for the sake of travel, that the Governors can come up with a quick win, but Watertown is having some good things going. We certainly don't expect a straight setter in this one, but we'll see how it all plays out. And we'll talk about it, too. We'll take an opening 3-minute timeout, and we'll come back. We'll get into our Bank West pregame show, sponsored by Bank West for the Best. We'll take a look around Class AA volleyball and give you the state of volleyball as we normally do. Of course, coaches' conversations, keys to success, starting lineups, all that and more coming up in our Bank West pregame show as we get set for another night of Governor Volleyball. Of course, this game is a makeup of the original, or the first game of the year that was originally scheduled way back in early or late August, in fact, but it was too hot in the arena to play that night. Today, still 80 degrees plus outside, but it's comfortable enough to play volleyball indoors, and we'll talk about it when we come back. Our Bank West pregame show in 3 minutes. Governor Volleyball is on River 92.7 and drgnews.com.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Beck Motor Company is celebrating 54 years in business. Specials in every department. Buy 3 tires, get 1 free. 10% off all Pro Shop items. Caps, coolers, cups, blankets, car storage containers, and more. $15 off a light detail. And with all vehicle purchases, take home a special anniversary gift. See us at beck-motors.com. Call 224-5912. Thank you for your business and friendship.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to dakotastormroofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Hey, DQ fans, taste perfection in every bite of their chicken strip basket. It's loaded with crispy all-white meat chicken strips, golden fries, crunchy Texas toast, and your favorite dipping sauce. Personally, I'm all about the house-made Hidden Valley Ranch. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Do your taste buds a solid and order a chicken strip basket today. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
Do you love watching high school sports but find yourself wanting to be more involved? LiveTicket.tv has the solution for you. They're looking for production managers to assist for this school year. Duties include the management of equipment as well as basic technological understanding. But don't stress, paid training will be provided. Part-time wages starting at $20 per hour. Call 833-605-LIVE, extension 2. That's 833-605-5483, extension 2. And punch your ticket to joining one of the fastest-growing companies in South Dakota.
One team. The peer governors know what that means. And so do the men and women of the Hughes County Jail. No matter how good you are, working with a good team makes you better. To be the best, that takes teamwork. So if you'd like to know more about the available positions at the Hughes County Jail and be a part of their team, log on at HughesCounty.org. Click on the Sheriff tab. Detention deputies and nursing positions are available. Go Govs from the employees of the Hughes County Jail.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports, from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archive video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app. Download it now from the App Store or Google Play.
Welcome back to the Watertown Civic Arena, a Thursday night of basketball. Peer Governors, 8-2, taking on the Watertown Arrows, who are 9-3. Both teams are off and running here in this season as we take a look at the state of volleyball around Class AA. Before we do that, though, we remind you as we travel to and from South Dakota high school sporting events or whatever the occasion is, especially as things get a little bit colder and a little more treacherous in that winter season, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being a part of a team, and they remind us all to buckle up every trip, every time, doesn't matter how far, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. Brian Oakland with the play-by-play coming up as we look at what has transpired so far this week in a full slate of games that we had on Tuesday night. Also a Monday match that had Aberdeen Central sweeping O'Gorman out of Sioux Falls in Aberdeen in three straight. Tuesday, of course, the Governors go out to Rapid City Christian in a battle with a Class A powerhouse, and they defeat the Comets 3-2, 15-10. In that fifth set, but for the second match in a row, the Governors win the first two sets. They lose the third and the fourth sets and then win the fifth set. Of course, they did that with Sioux Falls Lincoln in their previous match 10 days prior, and they also had a five-setter in a win of the previous week over Spearfish. So three of their last four matches have gone five sets. The only one that didn't was a straight set loss at Sioux Falls Washington. Also Tuesday night in the western part of the state, Spearfish with a sweep of St. Thomas More. Hot Springs beat Sturgis in the Black Hills Conference 3-1. But Watertown in the ESD had Brookings. At Brookings, they go five sets as well. In fact, they went extra points in that fifth set. It went all the way to 20-18 before the Arrows came up with a victory over the Bobcats that night. A couple of sweeps in, there were four matches going on in Sioux Falls with the public schools hosting ESD teams. Jefferson sweeps Yankton, Lincoln with a sweep of Mitchell, and Sioux Falls Washington with a sweep of Huron, all in straight sets. The one exception was Harrisburg, who stays unbeaten. They win in four sets at Sioux Falls Roosevelt. After those matches completed, Jefferson and Harrisburg still unbeaten on the year at 10-0 for the Jefferson. I don't know why I can't remember the Jefferson nickname right now. I guess it is the Cavaliers. Harrisburg is 14-0 as well. Sioux Falls Washington 6-2, the three spot. Pierre, after their big win over Rapid City Christian, gets enough power points to pass Aberdeen Central, who was in the four spot. Right now, Pierre is in the four seed. Aberdeen in the five at 9-3. Same record as Watertown, 9-3. And the Arrows are number six, as mentioned. 8-6, Sioux Falls Lincoln is the seven seed. And then Huron is 8-8, followed by O'Gorman, Rapid City Stevens, Brookings, who continues to play well. They're at 9-9 right now in the 11th spot. Sioux Falls Roosevelt, Douglas, Spearfish, Brandon Valley, who we'll see on Saturday at Riggs High Gym, is the 15 seed at 4-9. Mitchell has dropped all the way to number 16 with a 3-10 record. On the outside looking in, Yankton, Sturgis, and Rapid City Central. Matches coming up tonight include Pier here at Watertown. Also in the ESD, Aberdeen Central goes to Brandon Valley. And then Mitchell plays non-conference at Sioux Falls Roosevelt. Sioux Falls Lincoln goes to the Huron Arena. Out west, it's Douglas at Sturgis. But the best match of the night should be in Harrisburg with the top seed, the number two seed, top-ranked Harrisburg Tigers host the number two-ranked, but currently top seed, Sioux Falls Jefferson. The Battle of the Unbeatens is in Harrisburg tonight. Saturday, with no games being played tomorrow, our next action will come Saturday for volleyball. Brandon Valley will be at Riggs High Gym with a 2:30 first serve. We'll be on the air at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Brookings will host Marshall, Minnesota, and O'Gorman will host Sioux Falls Christian. Meanwhile, Mitchell goes out west to play Douglas and Spearfish in Box Elder in a triangular. Spearfish will have a match with Douglas, and Mitchell will, of course, play Spearfish as well. In the week ahead, after tonight, the Governors, again, have that match with Brandon Valley on Saturday. Then they go to Huron for only one match next week, and that'll be Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, 6:30 pregame. Governors at Huron, the first of two matches coming up against the Tigers yet this season. And Watertown looks like they've got a bit of a layoff. They won't play for a while. We'll get you the Watertown schedule a little bit later on, but that's the state of volleyball in Class AA as we see it right now. Let's take a two-minute break and our keys to success, conversations with the coaches, both Rosemary Bellum of Watertown coming up. Tiffany Stoser, though, will be next. Governors, keys to success on the way. You're listening to Peer Governor Volleyball and your official voice of the Govs, River 92.7 and drgnews.com.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pier can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors can give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pier at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Have you found yourself worrying about inflation and market volatility? Considering what should I do? Can I do anything? Am I going to be okay? The Ranky Gray team has been coaching their clients through these tumultuous times for over 35 years. Let us discover what easy, time-tested adjustments can be made for you. For a free second opinion, our team can be reached at 605-224-5959. Let's start today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through New Edge Advisors, LLC. A registered investment advisor. New Edge Advisors, LLC and Ranky Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
Why am I so sore?
There are everyday moments.
Oh, hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Slide, slide, slide!
College! Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
The key to success starts with vision. Hi, this is Dr. Matthew Blazek of Central Dakota Eye Care. Regular, yearly, comprehensive eye exams are key in finding eye problems before symptoms appear. Call us today at 224-6128 and schedule an appointment. New patients are always welcome. The staff at Central Dakota Eye Care is proud of our area youth and support their high school activities. Best of luck in the game. Central Dakota Eye Care, 640 East Sioux Avenue in Pier. Better vision for a great life.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety. River 92.
Tiffany's going to the governor. late at Rapid City Christian. Coach, you go five sets again, your second straight match, third out of four. I mean, the good news is you're really learning how to play these long matches and play them well. I mean, 3-0 mark now, so you got to like when you get to that fifth set that you have the confidence to play them. But I think in all, in the grand scheme of things, you just rather not get to that fifth set, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, I thought, but we've been struggling with that this year. You know, we get maybe two wins, or we're just up and down a little bit. Each five-setter, though, I think we're getting better. It's not such a downward, you know, that third and fourth set, we were still competitive in it. We were leading a lot of the way. Rep City Christian's a good team. I mean, it's not like we were getting beat by somebody that we shouldn't have been. So, you know, I like that we come out and finish when we have to. We make big plays when we have to in that fifth set. We're just getting conditioned for state, I suppose.
Well, and especially since you lose the third and the fourth in both your last two matches, but you come out in the fifth, you know you're not out of it. All it takes is just to, you know, like we saw in the Sioux Falls Lincoln match, put a smile on your face and good things are going to happen.
Yeah, you know, it was a fun atmosphere. It was full in there, that, kind of a cool gym. And so it's easy to have energy and be excited about things when you're playing in that environment. And our girls responded well to that. It was a fun match overall.
So now playing Watertown, a team that's 9-3 and playing very well this year, a team that is showing marked improvement, a very difficult match coming.
Yeah, this is, you know, what we knew, and Watertown's going to be good for a while. They've been building this team up for a while, and now a lot of them are seniors, and they're playing their best volleyball. And so this is a team that we've had to really prepare for, but, you know, we just really had one practice, and we didn't go too hard because we had such a hard night on Tuesday and a late night on Tuesday. So watch some film on them. I think we've got keys that we're going to put into play tonight to be successful, but it's going to be a battle tonight.
Watertown played Brookings on Tuesday night and went five sets. And we talked about how Brookings is playing better and better all the time. I mean, now we're starting to see, it seems, granted you have your elites, your Harrisburgs and Jeffersons, maybe Washington in there too, but the rest of the pack and then maybe the next 8 to 10 teams in Double A, really a lot of parity coming here.
Yeah, I think, you know, you kind of have, you know, a couple up there at the top that seem to be playing really well, and then there's about 12 schools that are going to be competing for other positions, and from the start, there really hasn't been a game where I thought, okay, we're going to win tonight, and, you know, it's going to be a knife fight no matter where it is and who you're playing. So that's Double A volleyball, and it's fun, and you get to see your girls grow throughout the season and get ready for that.
And that makes this match maybe a little more important, because you have to get W's wherever you can and literally play great from win number one or point number one to point number 75 or whatever it takes.
Yeah, every point matters. You know, we kept saying that one good thing. That's kind of what we were talking about at Christian, just one good thing. Every point's a big deal. And you just play for that point. Play your heart out for that point, and don't think about the match in its entirety, a win or loss. We got to play for the point. So I think tonight, you know, we're just going to try to outlast long rally. I think there'll be some long rallies. I think we want to try to outlast them and win those. They're big momentum shifts in their gym. And, you know, just I think that's what we've got to do tonight.
All right. Keys to success, net battles. What are you expecting? What do you see out of Watertown that's really going to make this match tough?
Watertown's got a lot of offensive weapons. You know, they serve really well from the line. They got girls that are serving aces all over the place against other teams, and then four dominant hitters that we're trying to key in on, that stop where we can and you know, block where we can. So no matter where they set the ball, we know it's coming back at us pretty hard. Keys for success for us, we got to be aggressive from the serving line, try and get them out of system and get our blocks set tonight to try and slow them down.
All right, Coach, go make it happen. Good luck.
Thanks, Brian.
Tiffany Stoser, Governor Head Coach. Coach's comments and keys to success that are brought to you by the folks at Central Dakota Eye Care in Pierre. We actually heard from Central Dakota Eye Care earlier in the previous break, so we'll just turn the page and speak with Rosemary Bellum as our keys to success continue from the Watertown standpoint. Keys to success will continue. Rosemary Bellum, the head coach of the Watertown Arrows, and Watertown coach is 9-3. You got something brewing once again here in the Glacial Lakes area, which is kind of nice. I know you've kind of gone through a little bit of a dry spell for a bit, but I think your program is really on the up and up. Things are looking more like Watertown is used to this year.
Well, we're back to, you know, we're heavy on seniors again, and they just have a lot of experience. They have a lot of potential. We just have to work on, you know, the last 2 years is just a lot of mental toughness and making sure that we can get over hurdles and, how much are you willing to work and how much are we willing to just prove that, you know, when end of games, when you need to finish, you finish a game.
You've got, a good string of wins, but that last one was a little tough against Brookings here the other night, a five-setter. And as they're coming on and coming along as well, it seems like, and I was talking to Coach Stoser about this, starting to see a lot of parity in AA and the ESD, what have you. I mean, it's getting really interesting.
It is. I mean, Brookings was, both times we played them, you know, it was a four-set the first time, a five-set the second time. Brookings is a good team. You know, they're 500 and they just have strong hitters. Their defense has definitely come around. And so, you know, I counted out all the points. We played 221 points.
Oh, wow.
Between all five sets. And they just were long matches. And it was a really good game. We ended up, you know, on the winning side of it. But it's definitely just lessons learned about having big leads and losing them or just being able to finish hurdles. But I would say the ESD is going to be definitely tough this year.
That went into my next thought about that is consistency. How is your consistency basically in a match like that from games one through game five versus maybe some of your three-set matches?
I would say that's the one area where we are a little bit more inconsistent. You know, we're working on trying to do a better blocking. Our serving's been pretty good. Our passing's been pretty good. But the other night, you know, we always challenge the girls to try to be under 10 to 8 on forced errors per set. And our first set, we ended up with 15. I mean, so that would be very, just an inconsistent or something we have to work on our own side. We had 14 missed serves, which is atypical for us. And so we have our ups and downs too. And, like I said, I mean, we ended with the win, but there were things that we need to improve upon.
Things to clean up. You get Pierre in here tonight, and they had a five-setter. They played a bunch of five-setters lately, so I guess it only stands to reason that this one's going five.
It probably will. I mean, if it's ESD, but it definitely could be a two-and-a-half-hour marathon, so you never know how, you know, and what kids are going to show up on what night. I mean, we've had different kill leaders. We have different ace leaders. It's just, that's the nice thing about having two teams here with lots of seniors. You're going to have girls that step up and play tough.
Okay. What do you have for keys to success? Biggest challenges you'll find tonight, too?
I think our biggest challenge is we have, I've challenged the girls all season, is become better blockers. And that's what we work on most days at practice, or at least a couple times a week. We are working on a better block. And so we challenge the girls to be better block. We have to keep our serving errors to a minimum, but we do have to be aggressive servers. And then the last thing is we just have to communicate and make sure that our back row is constantly covering the floor to keep kills from Pierre off of them.
Okay. Serve receive been okay for him?
It's been better. It's definitely been cleaned up, from I'd say the last 2 years. But again, if you come up against tough servers, I mean, I think serve receive all becomes a mental game. You just convince yourself you can't pass, and that's what you do. So you have to constantly talk yourself into being a good passer.
All right, Coach, appreciate your time. As always, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
And that's Rosemary Bellum, the head coach of the Watertown Arrows, a coach who had this team winning a state championship about 4 or maybe 5 years ago now, and Watertown back in that sixth seed at a 9-3 mark. Governors, of course, 8-2. Coach's comments, keys to success come to us a courtesy of Central Dakota Eye Care in Pierre. Starting lineups will be next. Our pregame countdown has run out here in the Watertown Civic Arena. I'm going to go right into whatever starting lineups I can give to you before we go to our national anthem. Starting lineups are brought to you by Envirotech in Pierre. The Governors will continue with the primary setter, Elise Christofferson, a 5'8 senior, setting up for the hitters, who will include Michaela Sherwood, a 6'2 senior, hitting from the right side. Going to need a lot of that tonight. Campbell Cronin, a 5'11 junior. Also, Reese Terwilliger, the 5'11 senior in the middle. Campbell Boddicker has been hot lately, a 5'10 senior. And Abigail Kropp, the 5'9 senior. outside hitter. Laney Rinke is the libero, 5'6", and a senior. We'll see. Ellie Brower's in to do some serving, playing the back row. Grace Hanton is a defensive specialist, a 5'8", junior for the Governors as well. Tiffany Stosa, the head coach for Pier, 8-2, the Governor record. Their opponent, the Watertown Arrows, 9-3 on the season, and a defensive specialist. They'll start Addie Johnston, a 5'5 senior. Emery Thury is a 5'8 junior outside hitter. Eve Hauger, a 5'10 senior. Miranda Faulkner, the setter, a 5'5 senior. Carter Jurens, a middle hitter, 5'10 senior. Hannah Herzog, a 5'9 senior in the middle. And Paige McAreevy is a back row specialist at 5'6 and a senior. The libero is Natalie Pearson, 5'5 junior. Those are the Arrows, head coach by Rosemary Bellum. We pause for 2 minutes, and we're back with our game officials as well. Those are your EnviroTech starting lineups. This is Governor Volleyball.
Join the family at EnviroTech. They're a community-based business, and they're seeking a route driver with or without a CDL certification and will train and help you with the investment of gaining your CDL. Earn a $7,500 sign-on bonus plus a $3,200 annual safety bonus. Wages start at $18 an hour or more depending on experience. Full benefits after 60 days. If you are energetic, self-directed, and are looking for a great long-term place to be, EnviroTech is the place. Apply at wasteconnections.com. Equal opportunity employer.
Now is the time to purchase your new Ford from Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pier. With 0% financing available on the Ford Edge, $1,000 Ford-to-Ford trade-in assistance, $2,000 off all Ford F-150s with 90 days of the first payment. Stop in today or shop our extensive inventory from home at CapitalCityFordToyota.com. Count on us for your service needs, also with convenient scheduling and in-stock parts. Buy your Ford today from Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota, 518 East Sioux Ave, Pier, South Dakota.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Kruger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pier and can build your home in Pier, Fort Pier, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Kruger Contracting on Facebook.
Every day you share personal information about yourself with others. You may write a check, charge fuel, rent a car, mail your tax return, schedule a doctor's appointment, or post something on social media. Each transaction may share some sort of personal information such as bank or credit card account numbers, social security numbers, name, address, or phone number. There are unscrupulous individuals, identity thieves, targeting these routine transactions trying to gain your information to commit fraud. If you think someone has stolen your identity, contact Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
In Watertown, you've heard from the South Dakota Attorney General's Office and their Division of Consumer Protection. They sponsor our naming of the game officials. We affectionately refer to them as the law on the court, as we thank our game officials for doing what is oftentimes a thankless job in officiating high school sports. Tonight's game officials are Eric Gerlach and Nick Huntermer. They will work the net. Line judges will be Deanna Hickel and Bobby Joe Sapir for the line judges in the corners. Eric Gerlach and Nick Huntermer on the net. Deanna Hickel, Bobby Joe Sapir. They are tonight's game officials, our law on the court, as we get set for high school volleyball. As you're listening to Pier Governor Volleyball on River 92.7.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7, KGFX FM, and K296 FI Pier. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
And your official voice of the Governor's, River 92.7, drgnews.com. Volleyball tonight as the Governor's host Watertown. Brandon Valley Lynx come to Phil Trautner Stadium at Hollister Field tomorrow night, a 6:25 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff, as Governor football back on the air. The Governor's at 5-0, hosting the 3-2 Lynx. And then Brandon Valley volleyball on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock with the pregame. So a full weekend of Governor sports coming up. 30 seconds, our Comtech opening serve is coming up next, brought to you by Comtech in Pier. You're listening to Pier Governor Volleyball.
ComTech has your technology solutions. Check out their showroom located right off the truck route on Irwin Street. Come in and see what you've been missing. A large selection of TVs, sound systems, and smart speakers, PCs, desktops, and tablets, home and business security and telecommunication systems. ComTech is your all-in-one solution for any technology needs. Wishing all athletes the best of luck in today's competition. ComTech, come see what you've been missing.
Opening serve to be brought to you by ComTech. Ryan Oakland with a play-by-play. Caleb Rozek on camera for Live Ticket. You can watch this match as well as hear it on the drgnews.com/river webpage. And Caleb's got it on gogovs.live, liveticket.tv. Our friends and video partners there. Chuck Hansen providing audio studio coordination. And we're set to go. Beer Governors on the end of the floor, on the far end in black on black. With libero Lainey Rinke in the white jersey, she gets the first return of serve. The Governor's swing on the outside with Abby Kropp, but blocked and defended. Now a tapper back, and Pierre has too many people in the area. The tapper will work from the left side, and a kill here for Hannah Herzog. As they'll score first, Rinke tried to come up and get that second touch, but had to go around one too many teammates. And the Arrows will strike first. It is a quick start here, but a catch and throw called on Michaela Sherwood. A hitting error will give Watertown the second point right away. That's one thing that Tiffany Stoser says. They really want a big game out of Michaela Sherwood tonight. Maybe they feel an area they can exploit on the Watertown defense is down that particular sideline. They'll go other side, and this one a good shot, and that'll work for Sherwood. So Christofferson with the assist. Michaela Sherwood gets one over on her right side, our left. And again, the Governors are hitting toward us as you watch this one. Arrow's got the first two, now one serving two. And the Governors will serve for the first time. Lainey Rinke, who I thought served very well at Rapid City Christian the other night, despite three errors. The first server here. Terwilliger got a block. Now the loose ball at the net, and Reese Terwilliger from the middle able to angle it to our right, her left, and the Governors who spotted Watertown a 2-0 lead now tying up as Terwilliger has her first kill of the night. Rinke ready to go again. Watertown is in home white in the near court with the purple numbers and trim. There, libero with a purple jersey and the gold trim. Free ball on the return. Now Terwilliger just mistimed on the set by Elise Christofferson. A hitting error here for the Governors, and 2-2 will go 3-2. Arrows in the lead. The timing between setter Elise Christofferson and middle hitter Reese Terwilliger just hasn't quite been there as much as the Governors would like to have it. It's been there earlier this year, but not so much this season. Now Watertown in the net on a follow-through. Sherwood trying to keep a play alive in the middle, but didn't need it as Watertown commits their first error and will go 3-3 early on. Sherwood checking out. Ellie Browers, the junior in the back row, coming in. Hot shooting left-hander in serve. Libero has to run one down off of the return of serve. It's a free ball back to the Governors. Rinke, Christofferson into the back row. Not much there for Terwilliger. Watertown tries one left side and scores. Here on the end of the court, we get to see a lot of the angles. This kill goes to Emily Tischer. She's a 5'10 senior. And Tischer, whose father was a member of the great class of 1990 in Pierre Riggs High School lore, as was I, as was the father of a member of the Governors, Lainey Rinke. We were all pretty tight back then. Watertown with it back. They have a 4-3 lead, trying to swing through the Terwilliger block. They got it through, and the dig attempt by Browers back over and out of bounds, and this will be a middle kill for the Arrows and Carter Jurens. A 5'10 senior with her first. That's a service point. The first one for either team since it was 2-2. Here comes Kropp. Good swing, but it's off the net. And an easy dig for Tischer up front. Emily tries to return, though, and this one stays low and into the net. So it'll be 5-4. Watertown. Anna Herzog checking out. The libero Natalie Pearson back in for the Arrows. And as the Governors rotate, Grace Hanton is out. Campbell Boddicker in up front. The server a little bit long here. Abby Kropp, her first attempt. And a side out right back to the Arrows. And they'll bring a new server in as well. Paige McAreevy, back row player. She'll sub in for Eve Hauger, 5'10 senior, out of the front line. McAreevy ready to go. She gets a running start. Hammers this one across, and it dies. Governors get it up to the net, played out of there by Christofferson, and then cleared by Peer. Now a shot coming, it eats up. Rinking up high, and Carter Jurens will score her second kill. Govs did a great job in getting that serve back, even though it wasn't a great return. But Watertown gets the benefit, and they have a 7-4 lead. First set on the way to 25. You got to win by two, of course, in each of our sets. And this, you can see why McAreevy calls on to come in and serve. She's had two of them. This one dies in front of the back line. Both of them have had the bottom drop right on out. Govs had trouble returning her first serve. Second one dies for an ace. Here she comes again. This one sails, and it'll send Kropp backward. Bump pass here for Christofferson. Back to Abigail Kropp from the back row. And a little miscommunication in the Watertown back line. The Governors will get a bit of a break there. Abby Kropp with her first kill for Peer. They'll have to cut into what was a four-point deficit now. Five serving eight. Here's Terwilliger with a little bit of a hook, and that one hooks away from Natalie Pearson. That's an ace, the first for the Governors, a peanut butter cup. We haven't been able to say that very much for Reese Terwilliger. A Reese ace, to me, is as good as a peanut butter cup. It's 8-6. Twiggy coming again, far court to near. That's got some knuckle action on it. That's why we love being on the end of the court here. You can see some of the action. Here's Boddicker through Pearson, and it's good. Now the Governor's starting to get a little bit of an offensive role. Campbell Boddicker has her first kill. Four kills for the Governors from four individuals, one each. Seven serving eight. Terwilliger ready to go again. And this one, a net serve. To the knees goes Pearson, able to play it up. Watertown gets a swing from Emily Tischer on the left side. The Governors, however, will defend, and then shoved away from Christofferson. In system come the Arrows. Tischer uses the net, and the Governors able to make a play. Boddicker again, this time in the back row. Too slow in trying to keep that one off the floor. Emery Thury with an effort here, but Boddicker swings and scores from the Governor left side. Couple of them to the middle back for Campbell Boddicker, and Governor's trying to exploit. There's a swing in the middle that they're saying that one goes to Peer. I'll be honest, I thought there was a touch by the Governors here, but Peer is going to catch a break as Watertown misses wide to the right and out of bounds. Now, Terwilliger and the Govs lead 9-8 here. Game number one. Here's a hit too strong from Tischer. And the Arrows in a bit of a rut with four errors, helping the Governors out to a 10-8 lead. Game number one, six unanswered for the Govs, and Terwilliger will continue to serve. She'll come up the middle. Pearson plays this one up. Second touch over. Good for the setter, Miranda Faulkner, 5'5", senior. Big stop there as needed, which the Arrows did need. Tischer checking out. She'll be checked in for by Addie Johnston. Senior playing the back row. She'll be on to serve. 10-9, Governor's lead here in the first. Kropp will play it up. Christofferson, Boddicker swings. That one's through the block. That'll find its way down. And the Governors are working well with Campbell Boddicker on the left side of that front line. AC, or Al, as they call her on the floor. Elise Christofferson ready to serve. Her first effort of the night, played up by McAreevy to Faulkner. Back to a tap, but the Governors block it right back. Watertown will swing this time, and it's on the line. Good. Left side, cross court, 5'8", junior with her first kill. And Peer will settle for a one and done this time. They lead 11-10. And Pearson ready to serve. Libero in the purple jersey goes up the middle, and not a great return from Campbell Cronin, but there was Kristofferson to keep it alive. Peer didn't get much on the return. However, they do get a block from Cronin. And now the second one from Faulkner is over again. And that's something Elise Kristofferson is very good at. She actually saw that one coming, but still a little bit late. Miranda Faulkner has two set kills. 11-11, we're tied up. Game number one as Pearson goes on the angle. Good job of the return by Rinke. Cleared out of the back row on a swing by Abigail Kropp. And Watertown comes right back. They get it up to three again. And suddenly the Arrows, with three in a row, have reclaimed the lead. Our second lead change here in game number one. Back to 12-11, home team. Pearson serves again. Rinke up to Kristofferson. Had to put that second one across. And then it's McAreevy as her desperation attempt in reflex across the net and out of the reach of the Governor front line. It just fell right over, but nobody was home on the front left. McAreevy with a gift of a dig turned into a kill. Here's a net serve played by Cronin, but that's over the net. And then Watertown with a bit of a misplay, and Campbell Cronin will get the gift point right back. So four in a row scored by the Arrows to put them up 13-11. Now 12 serving 13. We'll give one there to Cronin for the Govs. And a big block here, but no good as Thury will score again. Emily Thury swinging well. The 5'8 junior for the Arrows. Here comes Grace Hanton. There goes Campbell Boddicker. That was Campbell's serve. She served extremely well Tuesday night at Rapid City Christian with six service aces. McAreevy out for Watertown. They'll get a new hitter up front as well, as we've completed our first full rotation. For the Arrows is a right side swinging kill. Back set from Kristofferson. Campbell Cronin with her second. And the Governors get a quick side out right back, and Rinke will serve. Lainey Rinke ready to go. Lobs this one up and across. That one floated on Pearson, but she's able to make a play and a bump pass out left side. Swing for Hauger is no good. She's the one back in. Now we've got a tip in the middle hit by Terwilliger, which will be good as that was touched in the back row. Slightly, but more than enough by Natalie Pearson. And it'll be Terwilliger's second, and the Governors tie up again. 14-14. Good first game here in the Civic Arena. Back set back to Thury. Taps over the defense, but there was Rinke. Now a comebacker here by Abby Kropp. Nice dig by Natalie Pearson. Rinke will also do the libero's job with a dig. Tapper this time. Kropp, no good. Pass up front as Pearson feeds. There's another dig for Rinke. Now right side swing and score at this time as Eve Hauger will finally get one to go. Good volley, really good back row defense on both sides for that point. Governors had matched at 14, but now 15-14 they trail, and the server becomes Emery Thury. Backing off a set return for Kropp outside right. Sherwood goes a little bit too long here. Sherwood, the 6'2 senior, got to get up on top of those if you're going to be able to put them down. It didn't happen here. And the Arrows will continue to serve. Thury lobs this one. It's just off the net. Kristofferson had first touch, and now a tapper here. In fact, Hauger couldn't put it away. Pushed back by Sherwood. There's Pearson cutting it off. Set up outside left. Governors defend well. Quick set. Terwilliger is good. Well played by the Govs that time. Kristofferson and Terwilliger, we mentioned their timing has been a little bit off from time to time of late, but not the case that time. They were in perfect time on the quick set and the finish for Reese Terwilliger. Ellie Brower's in. She'll serve. Michaela Sherwood out. Brower's comes back left. There's a back row attack by Thury. I don't think that one made it to the net, but the block was there for Peer nonetheless. And again, I'm going on my own angle from up here in the crow's nest. Nope, that actually was in a block and down. So that's a kill for Thury, I believe it was. And another dying quail. A serve for Hannah Herzog, suddenly 18-15. So Pierce's serve only lasted 1 point. Serving again, this one on a hook. And Rinke Good job by Christofferson to get it back, but a free ball return. Right side swing. Kill. And this is number 12. Nope, Faulkner. Or was that Faulkner? We'll check it on the board. But a timeout called by the Governors as they have fallen behind by four for the first time in this first set. 19-15, a timeout on the floor. Timeouts in our broadcast are brought to you by Coca-Cola Bottling and Pier. We pause for 30 seconds. We're back with more Pier Governor Volleyball.
Century Business Products is a proud supporter of South Dakota High School Athletics and proud to provide the most reliable Kyocera copiers and printers to schools and businesses in the area, all backed by their five-time nationally awarded Kyocera servicing team. Are you looking to control color cost? Looking to reduce printers? Are you looking for more efficient ways to scan documents? Or maybe you'd like to become more paperless? Look no further than Century Business Products. Call 800-529-1950 and see how they're powering business technology.
Back in Watertown, looks like they gave that last kill to Emery Thury, who has five now so far in this first set. 19-15, Watertown scoring the last three. As two teams having some great success this season in the ESD, battling it out of the Watertown Civic Arena. We did mention match of the night, as if this one wasn't expected to be good enough, has Harrisburg at hosting Sioux Falls Jefferson. The two unbeaten teams in double A going at it against each other in the Metro tonight. Haugard unable to get that one across. And that'll be an error, the fifth of the evening for the Arrows. The Governors get the side out coming out of that last timeout. 16 serving 19. Here's Kropp to serve it away. Played by the Arrows. Faulkner will bump pass across up to Tischer, but Emily will miss this time. Cross quarter misses wide, and the Governors get the point, 17-19. Grandpa Wendell, one of the biggest Governor fans, is probably watching this one, watching granddaughter Emily Tischer. It says she gets another swing, and this one is on the right sideline. So Tischer will score her second for the Arrows, and the Governors' serve will end. Watertown breaks the 20 spot, 20-17 here, first set. As they look for 25. Paige McAreevy back in to serve. From down below, near court to far. That one played up by Brewers. Cross court set, little tapper across. It's dug back over to Pier. But now a loose ball at the net, and the attempt for Watertown by Carter Jurens misses long. That was anybody's point there. There's some pretty good reflex play on both sides up front, but the loose ball and a golden opportunity for the Arrows comes up empty. 20-18, Watertown. Terwilliger, who has had the best Pier run-in serve so far, serves this time. Returned. Kropp with a little bit of a dig. And it went across. And Watertown able to set up Jurens, who gets a little two-hander to finish the loose ball this time. Jurens with three, and Watertown continuing to get just the benefits of more bounces so far here in game number one. As Terwilliger checks out, Lainey Rinke, libero is back on. She'll take the return of serve this time from Addie Johnston, and the Governors will bump set spike, setting up Campbell Boddicker out on the Gov's left side, which again is our right from our vantage point. Eight aces so far for Elise Christofferson out of the 19 points the Governors have scored, or more unofficially, 11 kills. 21-19, Pier blocks the attack. They keep it alive. Free ball back. Now it's McAreevy pushing it back up. Faulkner in the swing here for Hauger. Misses wide right and out of bounds. Not six, but five, three. On that attempt, Watertown's error number is really starting to help the Pier cause. I've got them with eight so far, 20 serving 21. The Govs still trail by one. As Christofferson lobs one away, there's Thury with another one, and this time it's a Governor block. Back down on the Watertown side, and it's Michaela Sherwood with the solo effort here, 21-21. Now the Governors have life back as they've scored three in a row, and Watertown will take the Coca-Cola timeout this time. Timeout sponsored by Coca-Cola Bottling and Pier. Back in 30 seconds. This is Pier Governor Volleyball.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Call the Brittany Scheffelbein Agency, LLC, with offices in Pier, Oneida, and Gettysburg.
Back in Watertown, out of the timeout, Governors back even at 21-21 on the race. On the way to 25, Governor Sports brought to you on River 92.7, drgnews.com, by your official voice of the Governors, James River Broadcasting and DRG Media Group. These are Pier Sports marketing partners who also include Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Eisberg Funeral Home, Olinger Law Firm, and the Pier Area Chamber of Commerce. Back at it as Watertown sends one across. Might have gone long, but Abby Kropp makes the attempt. And who'd they give that one to? I believe Carter Jurens picks up a fourth kill here. So Watertown with a big point coming out of that timeout. And another serve here that caught Lainey Rinke back on her heels. Natalie Pearson has had some really nice serves. She finally gets an ace in this one. Now the Governors need a timeout right back. And suddenly Watertown is up two with two to go. 23-21. We're in the first set back after this Coca-Cola timeout. You're listening to Pier Governor Volleyball.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Civic Arena, Governor Sports also in Watertown today. The cross country teams were running at Cattail Crossing Country Club on one of the golf courses here, and the Governor boys win the Wautoma Invitational. Jared Luttmer tying with the runner by the name of CJ Moses at 16 minutes and 95 hundredths of a second to win that event individually. Nice block outside on the left side for Watertown. A tapper by Boddicker is denied, and Thury continues to make plays up front for the Arrows. This one puts Watertown to set point. They've scored three in a row. Now 24-21. Pearson, though, will send this one long, and the Governors will get another opportunity to try to fight back. Oh, sophomore C.J. Moses for the Governors. I wasn't familiar with that. I apologize. Great job, C.J., running the same time Jared Luttmer did. As Pierre comes back, a shove out by Christofferson. Watertown trying to finish the set on this one. There's Cronin keeping one alive. Now a bump pass or set pass up, bump over on a free ball. Arrows will go outside. The tap blocked back by Pier. They'll try again with Thury, who's had a hot first set. And Rinke unable to dig it and play. And Watertown with Emery Thury, a big first set, will win it on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. Arrows strike first. It's Watertown 25 and the Governors 22, and Watertown will take the first set here tonight. Scoreboard is brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Pier. We'll take a two-minute timeout, and we're back for game number two coming up. You're listening to Pier Governor Volleyball and your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7 and drgnews.com.
Ameriprise Advisors work with you to provide personalized goal-based advice based on your short and long-term goals. Plus, you can track your investments and financial solutions with our digital tools and regular meetings. Call Ameriprise Financial Advisor Angie Teason with Wealth Partners, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, at 605-224-6777. That's 605-224-6777. Office is located at 740 East Sioux Avenue, Pier, South Dakota. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Beck Motor Company is celebrating 54 years in business. Specials in every department. Buy three tires, get one free. 10% off all pro shop items. Caps, coolers, cups, blankets, car storage containers, and more. $15 off a light detail. And with all vehicle purchases, take home a special anniversary gift. See us at beck-motors.com. Call 224-5912. Thank you for your business and friendship.
We're making a great deal.
Dakota Storm Roofing. It's a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram. Hey, DQ fans, taste perfection in every bite of their chicken strip basket. It's loaded with crispy all-white meat chicken strips, golden fries, crunchy Texas toast, and your favorite dipping sauce. Personally, I'm all about the house-made Hidden Valley Ranch. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Do your taste buds a solid and order a chicken strip basket today. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
Welcome back to the Watertown Civic Arena. The Arrows strike first, a 25-22 victory in a game that was tied 21-21. The Arrows, though, get four of the last five in this one. And very impressive offensive stats for Watertown. 17 kills led by Emery Thury with six and Carter Jurens with four, compared to the Governors who had 11, Campbell Boddicker with four, Reese Terwilliger with three. Watertown with a 3-1 advantage in the ace column as well, and Watertown wins that despite eight errors on the floor compared to just three for the Governors. Once again, Jared Luttmer and C.J. Moses. I'll be honest, I thought I'd heard the name C.J. Moses before. We're just not sure or not used to anybody matching what Jared Luttmer has been doing in the cross-country race tracks, if you will, this weekend. So a good job by the Governors as they win that Wautoma Invitational. There's a swing on the left side. Watertown's looking for a kill. Delayed call, but Nick Huntemer says yes. They did get it, and Emery Thury starts again with another swinging kill, her seventh of the night. Should also mention that the Governor girls did place fourth in that event. Mason Berg was 14th overall individually, so the Governor girls running well here in Watertown. Also, Grace Hanton with a play-up of a Watertown serve. Pierre will get back at it, but it is a block for Eve Hauger on the Watertown right side. The Arrows playing well so far tonight. Governors thought they had some things they could exploit on the Watertown side of the net, but that really hasn't happened outside of maybe just a couple of points tonight. They keep alive out of the net and then pushed away by Rinke. Now the Govs get it back. A Grace Hanton dig. Christofferson back set. Michaela Sherwood is blocked up into the air. Watertown keeps it alive. Here comes Hauger, the Governor's block, but they'll ricochet it out of bounds. And that will not fall fair for Abigail Kropp. That is an Eve Hauger kill, and Watertown has the first three here in the second set. Well played by Pierre. It just didn't fall where they wanted it to. And Miranda Faulkner, the left-hander, serves it away. Here comes a shot for Cronin. Nice effort there, but a set dig for Faulkner, the setter. And now Hauger again is able to get this little tapper through the Governor block and down. 3 points already for Eve Hauger on the right side of the Watertown line. Maybe they know of something on the Governor's side that they can exploit themselves. Kropp will cut off the return of serve. Terwilliger tries to tap, and then it's blocked right back again. Hannah Herzog this time with the ace block. Tiffany Stoser off her chair. A 5-0 deficit now for the Governors. Both of these teams played five-set matches just two nights ago. There's a big difference, though. Of course, we'll tell you about that momentarily. A shove away for Kropp. Played up by Pearson. Watertown gets it up front. This one is in play, too. It's back-to-back. One defensive, one offense for Hannah Herzog, and Watertown opens up a 6-0 lead. Watertown's five-setter on Tuesday night. They traveled about 45 miles down to Brookings for. Of course, the Governors came home at about 2 o'clock in the morning after their five-set win at Rapid City Christian. Maybe the Governors a little bit tired so far tonight. We'll see how that goes. Let's take a quick 30, a Coca-Cola timeout. This is Pierre Governor Volleyball.
Do you love watching high school sports but find yourself wanting to be more involved? LiveTicket.tv has the solution for you. They're looking for production managers to assist for this school year. Duties include the management of equipment as well as basic technological understanding. But don't stress, paid training will be provided. Part-time wages starting at $20 per hour. Call 833-605-LIVE, extension 2. That's 833-605-5483, extension 2. And punch your ticket to joining one of the fastest-growing companies in South Dakota.
Back in Watertown, 6-0 Arrows to start game two. They just won the first set 25-21, winning four of the last 5 points. So essentially they're on a 10-1 scoring run right now. Here come the Governors, though, as it'll be Abigail Kropp scoring the first for Pier. That's a good way to come back. Always right out of a timeout. I say good use of a timeout there for the Governors. And we'll see if they can chip away. Lainey Rinke with the Governor's Comtech first serve of game number two. Laid up by Emery Thury. Out to Faulkner, and now just a little tapper. Maybe a little late getting there as Grace Hanton. She played it, but it was back into the net, and the Governors aren't able to play it out of there. So definitely feet in the mud syndrome just a little bit that time for the Govs. We'll give that one to Hauger again. Thury serves, 7-1 our score, second set. Pierce swings, and that one blocked, but stays on the Pierce side. That'll be Terwilliger, and RT's fourth of the night. So Pierce does what they needed to do there and holding to a one and done, but they could use a little service run here from the hard-hitting Elliot Brower. That was a good effort right down the line, but misses on a hook wide to our left, her right. And a second service error of the night for Pearson, who's been serving well, gets this one just across the net. That crawls, it hits the tape, crawls across and down. Second ace of the night for Pearson, and the Arrows up their lead to 9-2. Get you some scores. Huron with a 25-23 victory in set one over Sioux Falls Lincoln at the Huron Arena. Governors will be there on Tuesday night. Dove's first swing here, no good. Loose ball at the net, ends up on the Watertown side, and then Watertown with a double hit. So Pier will get a break this time and take the side out. Trailing 9-3, a lot of game to go, but Pier, again, in this game of momentum, hoping to get some back sooner rather than later. Abby Kropp serving. Boddicker back in up front for Pier as Grace Hanton checks out. Watertown swings left side, but will hook it left and out of bounds. That's a hitting error for the Arrows and a point to the Govs. Four serving nine. Kropp will use the middle of the service line. Straight up, miscommunication, and an ace. Thury was there, but Pearson got in maybe her way just a little bit. And Kropp will have her first ace, the second of the night for Pier. Back within four at five, serving nine. Pearson gets low this time. A quick set for Jurens, who isn't able to put one away. Now a tapper for Boddicker is blocked back over, but out of bounds. That'll be a kill for Campbell. And the Governor's looking a little bit better this time around. Soccer results coming in. The Governors were playing at Aberdeen. We'll get those to you momentarily. 6-9, Watertown swinging middle. Jurens misses again wide. So a few errors here helping the Governor cause what was 9-2, suddenly 9-7. Seven serving nine, Kropp ready to go again. Line drives it across, Thury will play it up. Faulkner leaves it for Hauger, but that's blocked back. Watertown setting up again, this time the block no good for the Govs. And this is Emily Tischer back in there in the front line. So a good run there for Pier. Got back within two. Now a three-point lead with Raleigh scoring, 10-7. Watertown in front. Governor boys losing at Aberdeen Central 5-0 today. They'll end their season 3-6-3. They'll be on the road in the first round Tuesday for the first round of the playoffs. Here's Terwilliger, a good angle from the right side, but a good reach by Paige McAreevy to dig it up. But then as Watertown returns it, there is Elise Christofferson with the redirect on the two-hander. Good. And the Governors We'll get side out right back. Eight serving ten. Terwilliger's turn to serve as Rinke sits down for a moment. Well, hopefully a good long break. That would mean a good long service run here for the Govs, but it won't last. Terwilliger from the backcourt trying to push one across, and she'll miss that one a little bit wide to her left. So one and done for Terwilliger in serve this time. 11-8, Arrows lead. Addie Johnston, the 5'5 senior, back in for Emily Tischer to do the serving. Rinke to a knee, plays it up. Back row attack here. Crop is dug out by Pearson. Arrows set it up outside left, and that one in fair play. And that is Emery 3 again. 3 with 8 on the board. And that's what I've got on the stat sheet as well. Another serve here. Played by Rinke. Down the line goes Boddicker, but a great job by Pearson to get one up in the air. Cleared away. Free ball from McAreevy. Now a chance. This one's tipped at the net. It ends up long, but the kill goes to Campbell Cronin. Cronin, who had an outstanding effort in that matchup at Rapid City Christian Tuesday night, was our Cowboy Country Stores player of the game in the postgame, which is something you'll want to listen to in our postgame tonight. Find out who the player of the game will be. Now Watertown on a follow-through, giving Pierre a gift. As they're in the net, a fourth error now. It'll be 10 serving 12. Pierre actually tried to make a play in their back row, but did not do it. It would have been a kill, but Watertown again with the hitting error. Arrows set one up here. There is Rinke staring down a bullet. Now coming on the slide, Jurens off the net is good. Carter Jurens will score this time, her fifth kill, first of this set. Here back within two at 12-10, but now Watertown with that point at 13, serving 10. Jurens is the server. Rinke ranges over, able to make a play on it. A one-hand pass here by Christofferson, but it's a free ball away by the Govs. In the middle, Pierce setting up for a block, and one, two, three. Finally, they had to play it out of there. Crop to Christofferson. Swing, Boddicker, too much. That one goes long. Here had a golden opportunity to get in system that time, but maybe an unforced error, which, by the way, is something that was key to success for the Arrows, trying to limit their unforced errors. Here's a serving error by Jurens that goes too long. I was a little intrigued by what Coach Rosemary Bellum said. She said they'd been averaging about 8 to 10 unforced errors a set. I don't know if that meant a match. Obviously, 8 to 10, in my opinion, would be quite an awful lot. So they, no wonder they're trying to keep those numbers down. But they did have 8 errors on the floor in the first set. They'll come right back with a strong attack here, though. They defended a peer attack pretty well. But once again, it's Emery 3, who has been difficult to stop for the Governors. Peer 1 and done, trailing 15-11. We're in the second set. Watertown won the first one, 25-22. Serving here is Miranda Faulkner, primary setter. She'll go back to Rinke. Good pass up. Christofferson line driver, a little punch here, and it'll crawl across the net and fall. Bit of a break for Campbell Boddicker, but the Governors will take it. Boddicker with her sixth kill to lead the Govs on the attack. 12 serving 15. Here comes Rinke. Lib to lib, played up by Pearson. Faulkner behind her to Theory. Block is there. Grace Hanton gets the first one in the back row. Boddicker coming back is blocked and then hits it over. Now the Govs with Ellie Browers, or rather Christofferson, cleared away. And here is a sharp angle shot down. Might have been off the block, but Theory scores yet again for the Arrows, who lead by 4. Service runs have been hard to come by for the Governors. And a bit of a delay. I think one of the Governors up front, Sherwood, having to tie a shoe, but we're ready to go. Three again from the near court to the far. Knuckleball played up by Hanton. Here's a big swing through the block. Watertown covers up Campbell Boddicker. And now Pierre there defensively, but Tischer unable to clear the net this time. And that'll be error number 5 in the second set. Sherwood checks out and Browers is back in. 16-13, Arrows lead. as Brewers. Hot shot with a left hand, played up by Tischer. Faulkner will leave it in the back row for Thury this time. It didn't get much on it. Papier on a free ball on the return. Watertown has another chance. Hauger, right side, blocked, kept alive, and it's back over from Abby Kropp. Watertown was about ready to quit on the play. Now Pier will keep it alive, and somehow Terwilliger gets it across. And this time Watertown is wide. What a job up front by the Governors. Terwilliger and who else up there? Kropp able to make plays off of blocks. And the Govs get a point, and Watertown's going to feel for a while that they definitely should have had, but they could not complete. This time, though, Brewers will give it back because she'll hit one a little bit too long. Second error and serve for Ellie in this set, third overall on the night for the Governors. You like the play by Pier, but you just want to see if you're a Pier fan, a good long service run, see if they can get the lead back. Certainly, Pier would love to get this one into a tie. Set-wise, a slide out to the right side for Terwilliger is through the block and down. That'll score for the Govs. And a one and done for the Arrows. Coming right back. Still plenty of time left in this second set. We'll see if the Govs can keep the momentum going on their side. Kropp with a good serve doing the job. Thury had no chance on that one. That was a bottom dropper. Bottom fell right out and fell at the feet of Emery Thury. Another one in that same area, but Pearson takes this one. Thury attacks from the back row, but hits a home run, and the Governors are back within one. Watertown fans are applauding. Did they say there was a touch? Now it's a kill for Thury. So Pier apparently got a fingertip on that one. And Pier was back within one at 16-17. McAreevy will serve here. Back in off the bench. And this one, McAreevy's had some good serves tonight. This one renders Laney Rinke a little helpless. McAreevy's second ace of the night. Watertown with five of those compared to three for the Governors. And the Arrows are back up by three, 19-16. McAreevy again is across. Brewers plays it up. Christofferson runs it down. Back set. No chance for Sherwood to get a hit out of it, or Terwilliger, rather. And now as Brewers cuts in front, trying to get the first touch, but Emily Tischer will get the kill. And Brewers was unable to make a play when Kropp was in position to do just the same. 20-16. Watertown back up by four. First timeout called by Tiffany Stoser here in set number two. We'll take it with the Governors. Timeouts brought to you by Coca-Cola Bottling in Pier. We're back in 30. You're listening to Governor Volleyball.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pier can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weather-tight garage doors. Their residential garage doors can give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pier at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Set number two, Watertown five away from going up two sets. Governor Volleyball brought to you by your Pier Sports marketing partners, who include the Pier Dental Clinic, Pitts Design and Build, Red Rosa, Stalkin Peterson, Lingle, Walti Jones, LLP, Wagner Auto Company, and our fine men and women serving in the South Dakota National Guard, Pier Sports marketing partners. Welcome back to Watertown. Brian Oakland with a play-by-play. Arrows trying to advance on a four-point lead. The Governor's trying to maintain their case for this one, and a swing coming back for Campbell Boddicker, and the Governors had to ask, but they do get the agreement from the ladder official that there was a tip touch on the Arrow side. So an important point there for the Governors. Maybe a bit of a break, but they continue to give them back right now, serving in this third set, or second set rather, starting to slip a bit. Terwilliger sends one long. It'll be 21-17. We were in the same spot last time, 20-17, Arrows. Now 21-17. Governors had a 21-21 tie, but Watertown closed it out, winning four of the last five. They defend Kropp from the back row. They'll send it back using the net, but the Governors have to free ball the return again. Now McArevey to Faulkner on the run is Jurens, and that's through the block, and it's down. The Governors not quite getting set up to the block on that running slide play. Carter Jurens scores her sixth, and the Arrows lead by five here in the second, 22-17. Hatton will play this one up. Kristofferson had to push one way back. Here's a block of Boddicker by Watertown. It might have been Faulkner, if not Carter Jurens. We'll go with an ace block to Carter Jurens here, and another point to the Arrows, who are two away from being up two sets to none, 23-17. Swing out on the left side. Block sits on the top of the tape for a bit. Now another block of a tap, and Jurens does it again, and Watertown up to set point. Everything going the way of the Arrows right now in this second game. Four in a row since the timeout. 24-17. Serving is Addie Johnston, and the Governors will let it go. That one's long. So again, a situation here where even if the Governors can't come back and win this set, they could really use a good service run to try to get some momentum. They haven't been able to control this match very much at all tonight. Second hit over. No, it's wide. Faulkner hammered one on a hook, but she just misses wide left. And it'll be 24-19, set point number two coming here for the Arrows. Kristofferson serves, played up by McArevey. There's Jurens, and an attempt by Sherwood to keep it alive, but nobody home for the second one. Carter Jurens will finish game number two as the Watertown Arrows take a two sets to none lead. They beat Pierre 25-19 here in the second, winning the first one 25-22. That's your scoreboard on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard, sponsored by Gales Gas Service in Pierre, as we are now halfway through. Two down, one to go for the Arrows. Halftime in Governor broadcast brought to you by Wealth Partners, Ameriprise Financial. You'll find them in the Capitol Creek Center Plaza on East Sioux Avenue in Pierre. Back in 2 minutes, Governor Volleyball here on your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7 and drgnews.com.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. I'm Rick Doctor, a financial advisor with Wealth Partners, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. I remain true to the vision of always putting clients first. I am ready to help you get where you want to be. Office is located at 740 East Sioux Avenue, Capitol Creek Center, Pierre, South Dakota. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Member FINRA, NSIPC.
Living with less pain means living at your best. But an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/total joint.
Now is the time to purchase your new Ford from Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pierre. With 0% financing available on the Ford Edge, $1,000 Ford to Ford trade-in assistance, $2,000 off all Ford F-150s with 90 days of the first payment. Stop in today or shop our extensive inventory from home at CapitalCityFordToyota.com. Count on us for your service needs, also with convenient scheduling and in-stock parts. Buy your Ford today from Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota, 518 East Sioux Ave, Pierre, South Dakota.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Kruger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Kruger Contracting on Facebook.
First match of the year, but it was too hot in the arena that day. They postponed it to tonight. Here we are, but Watertown is off and running to a 2-0 lead. They'll have our ComTech first serve here in game number three as well. 25-22, 25-19. So far, so good for the 9-3 Watertown Arrows. ComTech first serve put in play by Miranda Faulkner. The Governors will play it up. They'll get it outside on the back set. Nice dive there by Addie Johnston to keep it off the floor in the front line. Faulkner with the clear away, though. Governors up to the net, and the pass from the back row. Unreachable for Michaela Sherwood. She was able to reach it, but she couldn't get the angle up and over the net. And the Governors will gift a point to start for Watertown here in game three. And Lainey Rinke will take her eye off the ball of the next Faulkner serves. That'll be an ace. You can't help but wonder just how beleaguered the Governors are after that late, late night from Rapid City Christian High on Tuesday after a 5-setter. We got some work to do here. Shoved away this time off of a block by Christofferson. Now there's Brewers, or Christofferson rather, pushed ahead by Rinke, but Sherwood is dug out. Now the Governors have to do the same. That's a good job by Kropp. Up off the pass from Rinke, but can't get it back. Johnston clears. There's a block up front for Campbell Cronin. Watertown still with it. Up for Eve Hauger, and out of the reach of Rinke, who got a fist pump on it, but that's about it. Eve Hauger scores her fifth kill. First three to the Arrows here in game number three. They're looking for the sweep. They scored the first six of that second set. Governors played them even after that, losing by six, but certainly wasn't enough. Here comes the tapper. Good again. It's Emery Thury who's having a heck of a night. 12 kills now for the outside hitter for the Governors, and 5'8", just a junior for the Arrows, I should say. Faulkner with the left hand just across the net. Played up by Grace Hanton. Good pass, and the Governor's able to get a bump set spike here. There's Michaela Sherwood with just her second kill of the night. So Watertown starts with four in a row here in the third. Now Rinke, the senior, to serve far court to near. Watertown lets it go, and it falls just inside the near end line. That's an ace for Pierre, just their fourth of the night. First for Lainey Rinke. She'll try another one here. And this one's going to hook a little bit wide out of bounds. So Lainey Rinke taketh, and then Lainey Rinke giveth away this time. Sometimes you see that here in this crazy game. Johnston out. Emily Tischer up front for the Arrows. Five serving two, Watertown. And they'll get a number six as Natalie Pearson continues to serve well. Rather, this is Thury, who continues to do everything well. Governors misplayed, 6-2. Our score, Thury again. Back to Hanton. Plays this one up close to the net, but it's Pierre in the net. Thought that might have been Tischer swinging, but maybe a back into the net. Governors with a serve return error, and Thury this time will go long. So Pierre will get the serve back. But again, early, the Governors down big, trailing by what was 5-7-2. Now 3-7. It's pretty plain to see. If you're going to beat this Watertown team, you really would like to get a good start in each set. He'll swing here, but long as Tischer and not keep it in play. 7-4, Watertown. Brewers, the server for the Governors. Feet on the floor. Strong left-handed serve played by Tischer. Faulkner leaves it for Thury in the back row. Hanton with a dig, but it's back over from the middle back for the Govs. Now middle swing up front, but a two-time hit by Faulkner this time. Hands were open and too much spin on the set. That's an easy call for Nick Huntemer on the ladder. 7-5, the Govs with three in a row. Brewers looking for another, and this one, tough play for Thury, but she gets it up in the air, and Watertown clears it out. Now on the run is Abby Kropp, and the block is back over, but out of bounds on the touch by Hauger. And Abigail Kropp, believe it or not, only with just her second kill of the night. Well, they've got her with three on the board. Maybe I missed one. Brewers ready to go again. Six serving seven. A good run right now for Ellie Brewers. Faulkner has to run down the first touch. Tischer blocked. Kept alive by Kropp laying out. Now the back bump is away. Free ball. Watertown coming up on the run. Hauger blocked. And right there is Christofferson. Then Rinke leaving it for Kropp. Through the block and down. A little tip tap. Good for Abby Kropp. On the assist from Lainey Rinke with a bump pass this time, and a 7-2 deficit now has been erased by the Governors. Let's see if they can keep it going, though. They haven't had many leads tonight. I don't believe they led at any point at all in that second set, certainly not after dropping the first 6 points of that set. They did have a couple of leads in the first, and now Christofferson is called for a double hit set. She tried to redirect it back to the outside left. Our right from our vantage point. 8-7 Watertown. As the Governors will try for a quick one and done. Hannah Herzog serving this time. Pier will clear, and that is good. From the middle, just a two-hand shove. And I don't know who they gave that one to. Christofferson, it would be. She got that second hit across. Kill number two for AC. 8-8 our score. We're in the third. The Governors need this one plus another. They're going to have to play another long match if they want to come out here on top. Watertown defending in the net. Jurens against Kropp. Or Boddicker, rather. That'll be an error on the arrows. But Pier will take their first lead in any set. Since they were up 11-9 in the first. That'll be short-lived, though. Hauger gets a tap through the Governor block down on the Pier side, 9-9. Paige McAreevy will check in, and this time it is Hauger coming out. Oh, that has been the rotation all night. I was thinking Tischer, but she pairs up with Addie Johnston, starting defensive specialist. McAreevy looking to continue a good serve tonight. Set, run under by Christofferson, leaving it for Boddicker, but Campbell going to the back right corner and just misses it wide right. Governors, who had only three errors in the first set, only two in the second, coming up with their fourth early on here in the third. Watertown back in front, 10 serving 9. McAreevy skims this one over the net. Nice play by Rinke. Now the swing for Terwilliger is good. Through the block. Well played, Lainey Rinke that time. That one ricocheted a little bit as McAreevy, who has a tough enough serve as it is, shimmied one across the net. 10-10. Our score. We're in the third, and Faulkner will get the second touch across on the redirect down this time. Faulkner's third set kill. See Christofferson doing that quite a bit, becoming very good at it. But Faulkner also very adept at catching you off guard if you're not ready. 11-10 arrows. Hatton, or Kropp rather, cannot make a play on this one as Addie Johnston gets one to fall at her shoe tops. 12 serving 10. Watertown will try to build a lead again here. This time the Govs play it up back to the net, but Jurens will miss on the golden opportunity. That one stays in the net. Hit a little bit low, 12-11 now our score. Watertown in front by one. Christofferson will serve. Brewers checking out. Sherwood is in up front for Pier. This one just across the net, and the arrows can't make a play. Jurens got two hands on it. It went backward. Pearson with the rundown attempt, but could not get it back in play. That'll be an ace for Elise Christofferson. Second of the game. But AC will give one right back. Student body in a gray out tonight. Tried to get in her head. Maybe that worked just a little bit. 12-12 becomes 13-12. Halfway through game number three as the arrows play for the sweep. Pier trying to force another game. Pearson will give one back. Pier serve at 13-13. Quick station break. You're listening to Pier Governor Volleyball.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7, KGFX FM, and K296 FI Pier. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Ace for the Governors as we'll go into a timeout. Coming out of that station break, Campbell Boddicker will serve when we come back. Peer leading in the third game now, 14-13. We pause for 30 seconds, a Coca-Cola timeout. You're listening to Peer Governor Volleyball.
Century Business Products is a proud supporter of South Dakota High School Athletics and proud to provide the most reliable Kyocera copiers and printers to schools and businesses in the area, all backed by their five-time nationally awarded Kyocera servicing team. Are you looking to control color cost? Looking to reduce printers? Are you looking for more efficient ways to scan documents? Or maybe you'd like to become more paperless? Look no further than Century Business Products. Call 800-529-1950 and see how they're powering business technology.
Welcome back to Watertown. Continued coverage of Governor Sports on River 92.7 made possible by Pierce Sports Marketing Partners, who include Midco, Maher Law Office, Floss Dentistry, First Dakota National Bank, and Delta Dental. Also, Domtech, Kathy Sonnenschein Properties, Capital City Campus, Anderson Rumsa Dental, American Bank and Trust, and All Around Graphics in Pierce. Your Pierce Sports Marketing Partners, thank you very much for helping us out. Watertown comes back off of that timeout, tying it up. And when they need a point, they seem to go to Emery Thurie, and the 5'8 junior has another. We got her with 13 kills so far, and we're still playing about halfway through our third set of the night. She had 6 in the first, 5 in the second. And now a couple so far here in game 3. Back set, Governors. Campbell Cronin has to adjust. And Watertown with a bump from Pearson. Big swing, Thurie again. The assist to the libero that time, Thurie. Right down the left sideline. Hanton was there, but Campbell Cronin may have cut in front of her. Hanton will leave it here. There's a good shot. Nice dig by Pearson, but a double hit by Hauger, who was trying to keep one alive. So Sherwood with a big swing. Technically, they won't give you a kill on that one, so we'll have to go with a hitting error. 15-15. As we seesaw back and forth, Rinke serves for the Governors. They'll get it to the setter. Faulkner behind her, and the swing on the outside is good for Thurie. Thurie has been scoring from the left. She gets one here from the right. 16-15, a quick one and done in serve. Watertown hoping for a three-game sweep. There's a swing in the middle. Good job by the Governors and a little bump set spike. Crop to Christofferson, to Terwilliger. NRT with her 7th on the night. 16-16. It was interesting the other night. Rapid City Christian seemed to be committing a lot of hitting errors that were helping the Governor cause. Here didn't have a really big kill advantage. They won that match, but were out-killed by the Comets. And they're getting out-killed by quite a margin here by the Arrows tonight as well. Crop is dug out. There's a redirect up front, and it's on the line. Left side from the middle. A one-handed tap for Hannah Herzog, her 3rd kill. 17-16, Watertown leading. This one, anybody's ball game. Herzog will check out. And Rosemary Bellum will send in Kinsley Johnson. She's a 5'7 senior. In the back row for the first time to serve. Good serve across, played by Rinke, who gets it to Christofferson. The slide from Terwilliger is blocked, kept alive by Grace Hanton, then pushed away, and Watertown in the net. So Christofferson and company get a break. Side out, right back to Pier, and we're tied again. We were tied at, 12-12. Then we seesawed 13-12 to 14-13 to 15-14, then tied at 15-16, now 17. Here in game number 3, Crop serves. Watertown comes up with a swinging kill. It's Carter Jurens. Pier block has just not had the angles coming back down like they did Tuesday night out at Rapid City Christian. 18-17, Watertown in front again. Third set, McAreevy back in off the bench. She'll play through the back line and serve here. She's been a tough server tonight for the Governors to make a play on. And there, as Kropp backed off, or was it Hanton backed off to leave it for Kropp? This one falls, another ace for the Arrows as they lead now 19-17. Good time for a Governor timeout. It's taken by Tiffany Stoser. We'll pause for 30 seconds. A Coca-Cola break in the action. Coming back, you're listening to Pure Governor Volleyball.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Call the Brittany Scheffelbein Agency, LLC, with offices in Pierre, Oneida, and Gettysburg.
Back in Watertown, Governor Volleyball, it hasn't been easy tonight. It has been the Arrows' evening so far. Up two sets, and right here in the third, Watertown looks for a sweep. And they lead the Governors 19-17. Pierre fourth seeded coming in so far in Class AA. This is the first match of the second half of their season. 10 down with 10 to go. Paige McAreevy continues to serve. And again, Governor's got to do a better job of communication. Brower's cutting in front of Lainey Rinke, who is in apparent position to play that one up. McAreevy with her fourth ace of the night, now 20-17. And ready to go again. Near court to the far side. Those two in the same area again. Rinke played this one up this time, but a tapper across by the Govs. Now a bump pass out to the hitter this time. Tischer is blocked, denied. Back to the Arrows. Tischer will swing again and score. That one through the Terwilliger block back to Kropp, who was unable to make a play. Emily Tischer with the roots in the Pierre area. And five kills tonight, 21-17, up four with four to go for the Arrows. McAreevy just across the net, played up by Rinke this time. Pierre is blocked again, and they can only bump it across. Now on the move is Jurens. Now Pierre gets a block. Jurens hits it the wrong way, but Pearson corrects it. Pierre with a touch at the net. Rinke. Christofferson. Nope, that is not Christofferson. That was Terwilliger. And she is called for an illegal touch. So many times, especially when the hitters have to do an emergency set attempt, it's almost as if the officials are really keying in on that. And if you've got your hands open, here's Elise Christofferson is going to ask for clarification with the R1. And they're going to bring maybe one of the gym administrators from the Watertown School District back, and I think they may ask for maybe a little bit of, I'm just going to guess, a little bit of control from that student body behind the R1. And he just kind of walks away. Get Patty McClemens out there. She'll keep him under control. Patty, a Pierre Governor alum. She's a Schleck away. She'll keep them under wraps. 22-17, Watertown. McAreevy serves again. Here come the Govs. Terwilliger through the block. The one-hander for Pearson, and a great effort for Natalie again, but can't get it back across. That's great play by Watertown, but Pierre will get the point. And again, I'd like to give Terwilliger a kill. In fact, I think they did. That'll be number eight. That's a big point for the Govs, but boy, they have got some work cut out for them and some work to do. Cronin will come up with a defensive point, scoring block right in front, the ace block for Campbell Cronin. Watertown had scored five in a row, now 22-19. Here back within three, Terwilliger is serving. McAreevy with the first touch. Faulkner gets the second one over. Now a shove out from Christofferson. Back to McAreevy, Faulkner, tapper, power shove, it's good. Tischer scores again. Side out back to Watertown, it's a definite 23-19 for the Govs. That's the score, Watertown leading, T-minus two and counting. Didn't really expect a three-game sweep, but Watertown is in good position to do just that. From the back row, swinging away, Abby Kropp And Pierre is unable to defend the return. The swing for Emery Thury is good, and we've got match point for the Watertown Arrows. Here in the third set, 24-19. And of course, start the bus chant startup. Abby Kropp will check out. Jordan Mayer, senior defensive specialist, will get an opportunity here to get on the floor. Abby Johnston serving it up. Pierre will swing in the middle. That's a block for Watertown, but it stays on the Arrow side. And Campbell Cronin will get a kill, and the Governors will live to fight another point here. Rowers out, Sherwood in. Christofferson will serve, 20, serving 24. Christofferson away. Pearson plays it up. Good pass to Faulkner. Big swing and count it. A fitting end there for the Watertown Arrows as Emery Thury gets the clinching kill. Thury, a wonderful match tonight. And your final score on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard in the third set. It's Watertown 25, Pier 20. The Arrows sweep the Governors here tonight by scores of 25-22, 25-19, and 25-20. Governors will fall for just the third time this season. They'll drop their mark to 8-3. Watertown improves now to 10-3 with this three-set victory this time over the Pier Governors. We expected two teams to be pretty evenly matched scoring-wise. Probably not the case, but it'd be interesting to see maybe these two teams play in a neutral scenario where both teams have equal amount of rest and road time and things like that. Not to make excuses, but the Governors certainly are a little bit road weary, and you can understand that, but still a great match won by the Arrows here tonight. In three, we'll take a three-minute timeout. We'll come back, get into our post game, but again, your Gales Gas Service scoreboard, a straight set sweep for the Watertown Arrows tonight. Gales Gas Service, when it gets cold out, use their budget plan and keep full service to stay warm all season long, all winter long with Gales Gas Service in Pier. 3 minutes, it's our Family Dental post game. Coming back, you're listening to Pier Governor Volleyball on your official home of the Governors, River 92.7 and drgnews.com.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Beck Motor Company is celebrating 54 years in business. Specials in every department. Buy three tires, get one free. 10% off all pro shop items. Caps, coolers, cups, blankets, car storage containers, and more. $15 off a light detail. And with all vehicle purchases, take home a special anniversary gift. See us at beck-motors.com. Call 224-5912. Thank you for your business and friendship.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to dakotastormroofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Hey, DQ fans, taste perfection in every bite of their chicken strip basket. It's loaded with crispy all-white meat chicken strips, golden fries, crunchy Texas toast, and your favorite dipping sauce. Personally, I'm all about the house-made Hidden Valley Ranch. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Do your taste buds a solid and order a chicken strip basket today. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good. There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archive video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app. Download it now from the App Store or Google Play.
The team at Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable and to have the healthiest, best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients. Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg, caring for all your family's dental needs.
Watertown Civic Arena, hearing from Family Dental. We welcome you to our Family Dental postgame show, and sponsored by Family Dental with offices in Pierre and Gettysburg. Brian Oakland with the play-by-play. Not a good night for the Governors, unfortunately, as another long road trip. Of course, they start the week by going out to Rapid City Christian. They get home at about 2 in the morning after a very hard-fought five-set victory. But tonight, having to go on the road for 3 hours again, I don't know that it can be stressed enough, but you certainly assume that the way the Governors have played volleyball this season, that tonight just wasn't their night. Maybe it was because they were a little road weary. They certainly maybe also got beat by the better team, though, because Watertown is really playing well. Right now, they improved to 10-3 with a 25-22, 25-19, 25-20 victory over the Governors. Hopefully, we'll have a conversation with Coach Tiffany Stoser here in our Family Dental postgame coming up in a little while. We still have Hermanson Endodontics Big Plays of the Game and your Cowboy Country Stores Player of the Game to announce as well. All stats point to Watertown in favor, with one exception, and that's going to be the hitting errors. Watertown with 21 of those, the Govs with only 10, but Watertown more than made up for that with their offensive stats. I have them with a 44-25 kill advantage, and 19 more, if you will, to the positive for the Arrows. They certainly were in system a little bit better. Their blocks, they blocked a little bit better than the Governors did, and that was something that was key to success for Coach Rosemary Bellum. She said, key to success, we got to block. We got to start blocking a little bit better. I would say they did a pretty good job of that tonight. Not only were they getting five scoring blocks back compared to the Govs' 2, in this one, but every time they got a hand on it, it seemed they had somebody covering up in the back row to keep balls off the floor as well. 44 kills for the Arrows. They're led by Super Junior 5'8", outside hitter Emery Thury, who will finish with a match-high 17. In fact, she's the only one in double figures. She dominated in this one. Carter Jurens with an 8-kill night, and then Eve Hauger, who scores 6, did a good job there. Emily Tischer also with 6 for the senior up front. Then 3 kills for the setter, Miranda Faulkner, 3 for Hannah Herzog, 1 for Paige McAreevy. That was a dig-turned kill to help the Arrow cause back in that first game as well. 44 on the night for Watertown. For the Governors, 25 total, just 8 for Reese Terwilliger, 8 more for Campbell Boddicker. Those are the leaders for Pierre. Campbell Cronin checks in with 4. Abby Kropp was held in check tonight, just 3 kills. Michaela Sherwood with 2, and Elise Christofferson, 2 set kills for the Govs as well. I do have 20 assists for the Governors, 19 of which come from Elise Christofferson. Laney Rinke had 1. We mentioned blocking, only 2 for the Govs. Cronin and Sherwood, 1 apiece, but Watertown with 5. Carter Jurens in on a couple. Herzog, Hauger, Thury, they all get 1 also. And it's not very often the Governors are the smaller number in the ace column. Serving-wise, Watertown will outserve them 10-6 in the ace column. 4 aces for Paige McAreevy, who had some knuckle action going tonight. And the Governors with some miscommunication, but also some misplays. McAreevy served well tonight. Natalie Pearson, same thing. She gets a couple for the Arrows. Herzog, Faulkner, Johnston, and Thury with a serving ace apiece. For Pierre, they'll total 6. Kropp has 2 of them. Boddicker, Terwilliger, and Christofferson and Rinke all with 1 apiece. For the Governors, Pierre did have 6 serving errors, 2 per game, essentially, on average. Just 5 serving errors for Watertown, and that was a number that is way down from what they have been doing lately, according to Coach Bellum. Also, did mention 21 hitting errors for the Arrows, an average of 7 per game. They've been about 8 to 10 per game And so that number is down for them. Pierre with only 10 errors on the floor, five of which come in that third game. It just wasn't the night for the Governors as it all tallies up to a 25-22, 25-19, 25-20 loss for Pierre as they fall to 8-3. Coach Tiffany Stoser will be by in just a little bit, but kind of a quick recap on how that first set went. We did go back and forth. Pierre had a lead at 11-9. Four in a row scored by the Arrows put them up 13-11. In fact, Watertown never trailed the first game after that, even though we were tied at 14. Tied again after Watertown went up 19-15. They led by four, but Pierre clawed back at 21-21, but the Arrows get four of the last five to win it by three. Then they score the first six of the second set. Pierre tried to chip away. In fact, after it was 6-0, it essentially was 19-19 in the second game, but Pierre never did get closer than maybe, well, they did get back within one at 17-16. Arrows pulled away from there. They scored four in a row to get to set point from 20-17 to 24-17. And they win at 25-19, and they also scored the first four of the third game, led early 7-2. Pierre comes back to a 7-7 tie, took a lead then at 9-8, and looked like that third set may be the game that that we would see the real Governors show up tonight. But we were tied at 10, and we had some back-and-forth action, tying several points along the way. But from 17-17, five in a row scored by the Arrows to make it 22-17, and they had the advantage from there. They still led at five when they hit match point, 24-19, and they win it 25-20. So the Arrows on their home floor, certainly the better team on this night as the Governors drop just their third match of the season. Three straight for Watertown. Let's take another three-minute timeout. We're back with more of our Family Dental postgame conversation with the coach. Big plays from Hermanson Endodontics and your player of the game yet to come from Cowboy Country Stores. Our Family Dental postgame continues. This is Governor Volleyball.
Do you love watching high school sports but find yourself wanting to be more involved? LiveTicket.tv has the solution for you. They're looking for production managers to assist for this school year. Duties include the management of equipment as well as basic technological understanding. But don't stress, paid training will be provided. Part-time wages starting at $20 per hour. Call 833-605-LIVE, extension 2. That's 833-605-5483, extension 2. And punch your ticket to joining one of the fastest-growing companies in South Dakota.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors can give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Have you found yourself worrying about inflation and market volatility? Considering what should I do? Can I do anything? Am I going to be okay? The Ranky Gray team has been coaching their clients through these tumultuous times for over 35 years. Let us discover what easy, time-tested adjustments can be made for you. For a free second opinion, our team can be reached at 605-224-5959. Let's start today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through New Edge Advisors, LLC. Registered investment advisor. New Edge Advisors, LLC and Ranky Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
Why am I so sore?
There are everyday moments.
Hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Slide! 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 College!
Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
Now is the time to purchase your new Ford from Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pierre. With 0% financing available on the Ford Edge, $1,000 Ford to Ford trade-in assistance, $2,000 off all Ford F-150s with 90 days of the first payment. Stop in today or shop our extensive inventory from home at CapitalCityFordToyota.com. Count on us for your service needs, also with convenient scheduling and in-stock parts. Buy your Ford today from Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota, 518 East Sioux Ave, Pierre, South Dakota.
Do you dream
of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Kruger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Kruger Contracting on Facebook.
Back in Watertown, Governors dropping gets their third match of the season, but three straight. It goes for the Watertown Arrows. We're joined by head coach Tiffany Stosser. And, Coach, I know it's easy to kind of point the finger at the road weariness of the Governors, and I think it's there's a legitimate thing to say, but the bottom line is no matter how weary you are, you still, and I know you're going to say this as a coach, you step on the floor, got to flip that switch. Got to turn up, you know, the volume, turn up the notches a little bit here. I know it wasn't the best night for the Governors, but you live and you learn, and you'll look forward to playing the next one.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have any excuses. I don't care, really, that we got home at 2 in the morning and then on the bus. You know, I don't, because a game's a game, and this was a big one for us, and I thought Watertown was handing it to us, honestly. I didn't think that they were having their best night. I thought they committed a ton of errors. There was plenty of times we could have capitalized on that, and it's an attitude and effort thing, and it's frustrating. It's real frustrating as a coach, and I think as a player that hopefully they're walking to the bus pretty upset right now.
Coach Bellum did say they have had a number of errors this year on average per game, so maybe that's something they're still working on. But I think what I saw tonight, the biggest difference was the kill totals are going to be quite different tonight. I think, as we mentioned a little bit ago, it is the blocking at the net. You had some touches, but you couldn't keep much under control, and they were keeping everything under control, it seemed, all night long when you had a good attack coming at them.
Yeah, it's just a series of errors. There's really not one aspect of the game I think we did well. So, you know, we served, received okay. I thought we struggled setting. I thought our hitters weren't on. I thought they weren't even really, you know, we're trying to do a quick outlet with two quick routes and an outlet play, and we're being lazy on it. We're not transitioning quickly. We're not getting a defense fit quickly. And there's just really nothing to walk away pleased with tonight, and so we got some refocusing and some discussions to have tomorrow, because we got to be ready for Saturday.
You had a bit of a game plan, some things that you were hoping to exploit in this one, but just didn't seem like you know, it's just one of many things that didn't materialize tonight.
Yeah, the game plan is spot on too. I mean, they did everything we talked about yesterday. We only had one practice to work on it, and you know, that maybe isn't always enough, but I mean, they did exactly what we knew they were going to. They didn't throw anything different at us, and you know, it was it's just lack of mental game, lack of physical game, and we can't walk out on the court and play that way.
Certainly don't want to beat this one too much into the ground, so I'm not even going to ask any more questions about it. You look ahead to Brandon Valley. You'll be back home, get some home cooking as well, sleep in your own beds. Brandon Valley, by the way, 1-1 with Aberdeen Central tonight, so they're giving the Eagles a tussle. That's a team that's had trouble picking up wins so far this year. Obviously, you will be favored on paper, but still, and we know now, there are no easy matches anywhere in the ESD or anywhere in AA, it seems.
No, not at all. Honestly, I think some of those teams, Brandon Valley, Brookings, Yankton, those are three teams that I think are playing better than what we just saw Watertown play tonight. I mean, you can't look past them. They had some tough competition early on, but you're going to see them start winning and work their way up the rankings.
Seems like a team always has quite a bit of height. Is that what they got this year? What'll make them tough on Saturday?
Yeah, they always have some height up there. I think there's plenty of things that we can capitalize on. I think this is a game that we can win, that we should win if we're playing effectively. You know, I guess it matters what team comes out with it. We play like we did against Rapid City Christian. I like our odds. If we play like we did tonight, we don't. So this is a girls got to trust each other, and we've got to get ourselves back in line here.
You know, last year you had a couple of matches like this where nothing went well, but the next time you turn around, you had, you know, matches against teams like Jefferson and Lincoln that they were pretty ugly in the regular season. If you saw them again, which you did later on in the postseason, and hopefully you'll get another chance at this team. And I think that the way you're talking about this one, I'm sure you're confident that you'll be able to have a much better effort the next time around, and yeah, maybe a different result altogether.
Yeah, I'd like to play this one again. I'd like, you know, I'd like another shot at it. I think we do some things really well when we're playing that way, and I'd like to see our offensive game against theirs. That'd be a good battle, and so, you know, we might get that chance down the road, and we'll look forward to that if we do. But for now, one game at a time, and Brandon Valley's a big one Saturday.
All right. The important thing is it's only one match. Right. The next one is the most important one, right?
That's right.
Coach Tiffany Stoster, thanks a lot for coming up, as it is Watertown's night here at the Civic Arena. 3-set victory for the Arrows. We will take a quick 30-second break. We'll talk about big plays of this match. Big plays are brought to you by Hermanson Endodontics, and your big plays followed by your player of the game, but your big plays first next. This is Governor Volleyball.
Quality comes first at Hermanson Endodontics. Dr. Brian Hermanson serves Central South Dakota with specialty root canal treatment. Hermanson Endodontics strives to provide treatment that's not only comfortable, but also provides the best possible outcome. They do this by effective and timely communication with your dentist and preserving as much healthy tooth as possible using state-of-the-art three-dimensional imaging and the dental operating microscope to guide diagnosis and treatment. Ask your dentist if a root canal specialist is right for you. Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre.
Endodontics big plays of the game here as we take a look at a couple of places I think this match turned in Watertown's favor for good. And you can look at two late runs, I think. Obviously, the second match when Watertown got out to a 6-0 lead, you could say they were in control, even though Pierre got close at 17-16, still a one-point game. But, even in the second game, all three games, Watertown had the surge down the stretch. In the first set, it was 21-21. Watertown wins four of the last five. They win that set 25-22. Pierre, after being down big early, gets back within 17-16, but even a three-point game at 20-17 was opened up again by the Arrows by scoring four in a row. Suddenly they're at set point, 24-17. Pierre got a couple, but Watertown gets that third one, and they win it 25-19. Watertown had a big start, 4-0 to start the third game. Pierre was up, down 7-2, but actually came back, took a 9-8 lead. We went back and forth, tying several points along the way, but it was 17-17, and the Arrows get five in a row. They're up 22-17, and they make that five-point lead hold as they win the final one, 25-20. So late surges, in fact, all three games that were fairly tight at one point late in each game. Watertown turns in those Hermanson Endodontics big plays and big serving rallies of the game. That's sponsored by Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre. Finally, your check of the player of the game, that's brought to you by Cowboy Country Stores in Pierre and Fort Pierre. Your player of the game coming up next. Let's hear from Cowboy Country Stores. However, this is Governor Volleyball.
Anytime is a good time for Cowboy Country Stores in Pierre and Fort Pierre. Fill up your tank and your stomach. Hunting the fields, fishing the waters, taking kids to activities, Cowboy Country Stores are ready for you. Feed the family while on the go with delicious foods. Breakfast starting at 5 a.m. Fresh baked pastries, coffees, regular and breakfast pizzas. Federal Bird Stamps, convenience with a capital C. Cowboy Country Stores and Champs Chicken on Euclid and Harrison in Pierre and in Fort Pierre.
Cowboy Country Stores are players of the game tonight. And again, not a good night for the Governors. You still like some of the things they're doing and some of the paths they're traveling. The journey continues for Pierre, and play gets better. But we'll look on the Watertown side for players of the game. And it's easy to go straight to the dominant hitter tonight, Emery Thury, the 5'8 junior with a match high 17 kills. She goes 6 in the first, 5 in the second, 6 in the third. But a lot of times when a team plays that well, as they did tonight, in my opinion, Watertown played well. According to Coach Stoser, she wants another shot at it. But I'm going to go with the setter tonight, Miranda Faulkner. She did a lot of good things. The 5'5 senior distributes the ball well. And really, even though Thury takes most of the swings, people like Eve Hauger, Carter Jurens, Emily Tischer, a few from Hannah Herzog tonight, the ball was spread around very well. Faulkner, a lot like Elise Christofferson, she'll get those spot kills herself from the setter position as well, and have a service ace. Paige McAreevy and Natalie Pearson, a couple of fine servers that are going to do good things for Watertown as they progress on the season as well. But Miranda Faulkner, the 5'5 senior setter, tonight's Cowboy Country Stores player of the game, will get her a T-shirt noting her accomplishments and helping Watertown to the straight set sweep over the Pier Governors. A couple of other scores to pass along. Big match on the night. Number one, Harrisburg leading number two, Sioux Falls Jefferson, 2-1. Tigers lead 18-17, and a good one going in Harrisburg. That's in the fourth set. Sioux Falls Lincoln dropped the first set at Huron, but they've bounced back and taken the second and the third, and they're leading 19-16 in the fourth, up 2-1. Brandon Valley at Aberdeen. The Golden Eagles won 25-22, but Brandon Valley 25-21 in the second, and they're tied at one set apiece. Brandon Valley, the next opponent for the Governors, that'll be Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock pregame. We're serving it up at 2:30 Saturday here on River 92.7. Of course, our next Governor broadcast goes to the Gridiron once again, the 5-0 top-ranked Pier Governors in 11AA. We'll take on 3-2 Brandon Valley out of 11AAA. The Lynx, however, lost their first two games of the season to O'Gorman and to Harrisburg, both games going down to the last play, both games one possession losses for the Lynx. They have since gone 3-0, not giving up a single point in blowout wins over Rapid City Central, Sioux Falls Roosevelt, and most recently at Rapid City Stevens. They're playing well. That's going to be a fun one. The Governors were down big last season at Brandon, came back for a 43-34 victory. See if they can get one on their 11AAA opponents again tomorrow night. 6:25, our pregame from Phil Trautner Stadium in Hollister Field, and a 7 o'clock kickoff. John Calda joins me and the rest of the crew in the press box for that one. Hope you can join us as well at gogovs.live or right here at, as well, River 92.7, your official voice of Governor Sports. On our way home, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety continues to remind us. They celebrate being a part of a team. Travel safe. Buckle up, because buckling up is the best way to save your life or someone else's in a crash. Do it for your family and friends. You've got someplace to be. That's a reminder from the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. Our thanks to Caleb Brozek for making the trip, running camera for live ticket tonight. You can watch this game over at drgnews.com and the River 92.7 page. Also to Chuck Hansen for doing extra duty in our studio coordination back in our DRG Media Group World Headquarters. Your final score on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard, though, it's Watertown tonight, winning in three straight, 25-22, 25-19, 25-20. For Caleb, for Chuck, I'm Brian Oakland. Again, thank you for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow night for Governor Football when they host Brandon Valley, and then again Saturday afternoon, Governor Volleyball at Riggs High Gym also against Brandon Valley. This is Governor Sports, your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7, drgnews.com. Good evening, everybody.
Pier Governor Volleyball on River 92.7 has been brought to you by Bank West, Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Capital City, Ford Lincoln Toyota, Kruger Contracting, Century Business Products, and the Brittany Shufflebine Agency. Governor Volleyball is brought to you by Dakota Mart, Avera Health, Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, First Dakota National Bank, the Mayadam Law Firm, American Bank and Trust, Pier Regional Airport, Nystrom Electrical Contracting, Access Health Fort Pier, the Corner Station, and Black Hills Federal Credit Union. And Governor Volleyball is brought to you in part by Hawaii Federal Credit Union, TMA, Kathy Sunshine Properties, Wagner Auto, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, the Lariat Lanes, the Ramcota Hotel and Conference Center, Ferding Electric, Bauman Lumber, and Xander Auto Parts. These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Volleyball, the Hughes County Jail, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Comtech, Coca-Cola Bottling, Wealth Partners Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of here in Gettysburg, Hermanson Endodontics, Cowboy Country Stores, Gales Gas Service, and Bauman Lumber. The proceeding has been a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports on the official voice of the Pier Governors, River 92.7.